So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and I think it's coming up on the screen behind me. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. The writer of Hebrews in verse 1 said, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." And that is actually a deeply profound statement, because it says that faith is confidence in something that hasn't yet come to pass, but we trust will happen, and being assured that it will, that we at some stage will see it. I didn't grow up as a Christian, although my parents took me to Sunday school and to the youth group. But when I left home at 18, I made a very conscious decision that the church was not for me, because I wanted to be in control of my own life. So I did the opposite of what the writer of Hebrews said. I had confidence in what I had and assurance in what I could see. And that's how I lived my life for many years. And if I'm honest, I thought I was quite good at it. I had a fun and exciting time, and there was never a dull moment. I worked hard, and I partied even harder. In the early 1990s, I found myself living in London. I'd never lived there before, and I arrived, if I'm honest, rather broken and disappointed with the way that my life had turned out. And I found London such a big city, very lonely, very hard to feel part of community there. And at the time that I arrived in London, I had been headhunted by Rupert Murdoch and was involved in spearheading a new company that he had set up. And it was at that time that I met the very first Christian for 20 years. And she invited me to go on Alpha. Now, at the time that she invited me, there was, which was in 1993, there was literally one Alpha course running in the whole world. And it was at an Anglican church called Holy Trinity Brompton, right at the heart of London. It was the church, actually, that Cheryl and Steve went to when they were living in London. And if I'm honest, I didn't want to go because I'd got absolutely no interest in God or in the church. So why would I go to Alpha? But she'd become a good friend, and she told me that if I went, I'd meet some nice people. And as I was lonely in London, I was keen to meet people. She said I'd get a good meal, and you can see that I enjoy eating, and especially when I'm here in Hong Kong. And she said that if I didn't like it, I never had to come back. Nobody would chase me up, and I could just go once and then disappear back into oblivion in London. On Alpha, when I started, the first thing that I noticed was that I had this sense of belonging. I felt that I'd found home, even though I didn't know that I'd been searching for it all my life. But then, like so many stories that you will have heard over the years, having done Alpha here in this church, my life was radically changed on the weekend away, in the middle of the course, when I met Jesus. And it was when I met Jesus, I realized for the first time in my life that there was someone who loved me. He loved me unconditionally. He loved me wholeheartedly. He loved me totally, all of the tiny good and all of the bad. Someone who knew me from the bottom of my soul and then loved me to the sky and back. And I never thought or thought I would experience that anyone could know me, the real me that nobody else could see, and yet still love me like that. So I found that I didn't want the mess that my life had become. And I realized that actually the things I could see and the things that I could hold on to weren't as fulfilling as I originally thought they were. They suddenly lost all their appeal. And what I wanted that day was to shift my faith from the things that I could see to the invisible, to the things that I couldn't see. And that weekend, as I said, was absolutely life-changing for me. And my life has never been the same since. I made a choice that day and a decision that day to put my faith in the invisible, in Jesus. I love this mnemonic of faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. We put our trust in believing the invisible, Jesus. Later on in the passage, that the piece that I didn't read, we see that Moses saw him who is invisible. Now that sounds like a contradiction in terms, but it's not. Because everything you see is only a tiny fraction of what actually exists. Because much of life is invisible. In fact, some of the most important things you cannot see. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. The writer of Hebrews says that you understand a bit about faith when you see it worked out in practice in the reality of people's lives. He then gives us this extraordinary list of people in the Bible who lived by faith and what that looked like in their everyday lives. He lists some of the heroes of faith, Noah and Abraham, Isaac, Joseph and Moses. All of them, he says, were just like you. They were looking in the right direction. They were people of faith. Their eyes were focused in the right place. They weren't living like those in the world. They were living by a different narrative. And we too are marching to a different tune. The writer talks about how by faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. And Noah built an ark, even when he couldn't see what was yet to come. And by faith, Abraham got up, he left, and went out, not knowing where he was going. And it's a bit of a silly analogy, but I relate to Abraham a little bit. Because when Nikki Gumbel, who was the pioneer of Alpha at HTB, invited me to leave Rupert Murdoch in 1994 to help start Alpha in the UK and possibly around the world, he was asking me to leave all the security that I knew from my previous job. A directorship, a very good salary, a company car, a pension plan. And he was asking me to leave all of that to come and help him. And at that time, no one really knew what Alpha was because there were only a few courses running. It didn't have the profile that it has today. And then no one could humanly foresee what God was going to do through it over the next 26 years. My non-Christian friends all thought I was completely mad and I'd lost the plot. I remember laughing with some of them and saying, well, I think my travel days are over. I'm probably, if I'm lucky, I'm going to go to Coventry, Edinburgh, Birmingham, a few cities in the UK. But I don't think I'll be going overseas at all anymore with this new role. Well, how wrong was I? And what little faith I had to see what God was going to do through Alpha. Who could have thought that I would be here today preaching in a church in Hong Kong to you all? And as Steve said, Alpha is now running in 100 countries around the world. And last year, 30,000 churches of every different denomination was running Alpha. And over 25 million people, like me and like many of you here in this church, have gone through the Alpha course. I remember very well my first day joining the staff at HTB. I arrived eager, early, all excited to get started because I felt God was calling me into this new role. And the first person I met, in fact, he was the only person I met, was a man walking across the car park with a hammer over his shoulder. It turned out that he was head of maintenance. And I introduced myself to him and said, I'm Trish. And he said, oh, yes, Trish, we've been expecting you. I'm just off to build you an office. And I remember thinking, I've left my job to come and work here. They've been expecting me for 3 to 4 months, and yet they leave it to today to build me an office. So I arrived on that first day with no office, no desk, no chair, no computer, no telephone, no one to welcome me, no job spec. And I have to say, the future looked incredibly bleak. It felt a little bit like Abraham, stepping out, not knowing where I was going or what was going to happen. I could never have anticipated then what God was going to do through that decision to have faith, to leave my job, and to start something not knowing or seeing where it was going or what was even possible. And this second mnemonic on the word faith probably summed it up for me. Feeling afraid. I trust him. That is faith. And you might now be feeling that God's calling you into something and you can't yet see that full vision of what it looks like and what the future is going to look like. It could be a new job. It could be moving to a new country. It could be starting university. It could be just life, you know, moving home, getting married. But by stepping out, you open up the possibility of God doing more than you could ever ask or imagine. That is faith. Feeling afraid, I trust him. Now, my friend and colleague, Vinny, I think experienced a similar thing to me because we asked her to change her role after she'd been working for Alpha for a number of years and to start going into China. And Vinny, would you just come and just say a little bit about what you felt and what you've ultimately seen God do through your faithfulness?
Yeah, I just want to thank Tricia for this opportunity. Well, I think what Tricia said about faith is the key to our Christian journey, I think I can really vouch to that. When she say about forsaking all, I trust him, and feeling afraid, I trust him. I think this is really my entire journey because I remember it was in 2011, after serving with Alpha for about 7 years, that they asked me to go into China. It was really daunting for me. I was horrified because I don't speak Mandarin properly. And I know nobody in China. I remember the first trip I went to China was on April Fool's Day on 2011. And on a plane, I was telling God, God, this must be a big joke, you know. I'm going to make a big fool of myself. I just don't know how to do that. But I just want to say that I was totally horrified. I was so scared. I remember the first meeting I went to was with the Beijing Civil Affairs Department Director, and I have to ask him to approve the marriage course and parenting course in Beijing. I was horrified, and I think the whole night I can't sleep. I'm thinking, how do I even start this conversation with her in Mandarin? So you can imagine I was having cold sweat and all. But do you know, I think we serve a faithful God, and as what Tricia has said, when I step up in faith, God really carry us through, and he really proven himself to be faithful. And today in China, I just want to praise God that Alpha and the marriage course and the parenting course are running in about, you know, at least 18 provinces in China. There are about 26 provinces in China, but we praise God that there are many marriages that have been transformed. And many people have come to faith through Jesus as a result of attending Alpha. We just want to give glory to God. Thank you.
So thank you, Vinny. So feeling afraid, I trust him. And God did and is doing great things through the work that Vinny's doing in China. In the passage, we read many examples of living by faith. God told Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. And sometimes God asks you to give up stuff which is very precious to you. And the fact that you're willing to give those things up is an act of faith because you're willing to give up something that you can see and which might mean a great deal to you for something or someone that you can't see. You're trusting that God's purposes for your life are good, pleasing, and perfect. Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac because he wanted to be faithful to what God had called him to do. It didn't really make sense at the time, but he knew that God's purposes for him were for a life of good. So he trusted him to make that sacrifice, and we can too. We know that God wants the very best for us. I readily gave up a way of life and certain relationships that would drag me down when I became a Christian. And sometimes, if I'm honest, that has been hard. But I know for sure that my life has been richer, not necessarily financially, but it has been richer and more worthwhile as a result of putting my faith in Jesus. And as a result of that, God has been able to do far more than I could ever ask or imagine. So as we are just going into this new year, 2020, remember that our faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And the one thing that we can be sure of at this time of huge uncertainty in our world, and especially here in Hong Kong, we can be sure that the Lord loves you. He is pleased with you, and he wants the very best for your life. So let us pray. Lord, today we want to thank you, and forsaking all, we trust you as we go into this new year and whatever you have in store for us. We acknowledge those great heroes of faith who have gone before us and have put their faith in you. And we pray that with the help of your Holy Spirit, we can live a life like them, pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.